We're here at World Pork Expo in Des Moines, and with me is Tim Beddington, who is Executive Director of the Swine Division for Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica. And Tim, why don't you talk to me first just about BI's commitment to the pork industry?
Oh, good question. BI is very committed to the swine industry. Fundamentally, we have several other species under our umbrella in sales and marketing, but the swine industry is the key one for us. We've grown up as a swine organisation, and globally, swine is the number one sales driver for our organisation. So we have a very large commitment to the swine industry. We're trying to leverage our global capabilities. We're in the process of completing an R&D facility in Germany that would complement the facility that we have here in Ames, Iowa, which has been incredibly successful in development of our PRRS vaccine and enterocellulitis, and hopefully we can leverage some more people on focusing on the swine industry for us, and then following on from that, we'll be working on a facility in China to tap into some of the new and emerging diseases that are coming out of Asia that can hopefully help benefit producers here in the US. So.
All right, very good. Well, now, one of the things that BI did here was host another Area Regional Control Seminar for the PRRS Area Regional Control Program. And tell me a little bit about that and why BI has gotten so involved in this over the last 3 years to help producers control against this incident, this disease that affects them.
Yeah, PRRS is kind of an interesting one for us. It's kind of part of our culture. You know, we kind of feel some ownership and some equity in PRRS. We launched some vaccines many years ago now that were quite successful over a period of time. However, you know, there hasn't been many new developments in technology in that area. So, you know, we've been working on other things besides just developing new vaccines. So how to use the products that we have better. And so we feel with the knowledge, we feel some leadership and some ownership there, and we worked quite hard on testing and trying some new things and taking a few risks, and we found that through the large volume of data that we generated, that when you kind of went back through it, there was some benefit to vaccinate often and over consistent areas. So it's kind of exciting to see. So we then brought that to the marketplace. At University of Minnesota, we're already working on a similar thing. So as we kind of partner collectively, it's kind of exciting to see how we can bring some of our knowledge to the rest of the pork industry, and it can really help people out. And so far, you know, yeah, we still haven't, we're still, in our opinion, scratching the surface, but, you know, there's in excess of 20 projects up and running now, and there's good initial success.
Well, and this goes right along with BI's commitment to the swine industry. You've made a significant investment in this Area Regional Control Program, and it's really about helping the industry.
Absolutely. You know, it's the ultimate goal is eradication. So, you know, in the concept of that, we kind of lose out from a sales perspective. But we believe that it will benefit us tremendously in the long term, and that it will help us work better with our producers and our veterinarians that we work with. And, yeah, we may have some short-term gains, but in the long term, it'll help the industry, which, we need a good, healthy, viable swine industry for us to be a good, healthy organization. So when you take a very long-term perspective, which is the benefit of being a privately held company, we're able to do that. So,
as you've been here at the booth at World Pork Expo, what's some of the feedback you're getting from producers as you're talking to them?
We're getting some great feedback about PRRS in particular, and about some of the projects they're doing and the benefits they're seeing from that, which is something we haven't had for a few years. So it's great to see things kind of turn into a positive light. We're also getting some good feedback about how they're going so far this year, and there's been some challenges with corn and different things, which they always like to talk about, but so far some very positive comments and a very positive atmosphere so far here at the Expo.
Yeah, it does seem like there's a lot of optimism this year, which is a good thing. All right, thank you very much, Tim, here at World Pork Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.